want to say this station kicks ass.
I want my KGRG!
KGRG-FM, KGRG-FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Sumner Lake Taps on 89.3 FM and on the KGRG mobile app pretty much everywhere else.
Yeah, that was Red Flag Reflections by December in Red. If you want to go see December in Red along with Steel Panther this Saturday, November 19th at Showbox Soto, call us up 253-833-5004. Ticket lines are open during the 2016 Fall Pledge Drive right here on 89.9 KGRG-FM during Mike and Mickey After Dark. And coming up now, by request from Cool Guy Luke, here is Running Through the Six with My Souls, that by Slaves. If there's a song you want to hear, 253-833-5004. We'll be right back. This is Today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG FM.
KGRG FM and its sister station KGRG 1 may play different music, have different DJs, and have a totally different vibe. But do you know what they have in common? They both have apps now. Check the app store on whatever pocket device you're packing for KGRG and KGRG 1.
Brand new yellow card, that is The Hurt Is Gone off their final album right here on 89.9 KGRG FM, Mike and Mickey After Dark. And after the break, we have something special for you. We have a song from a band that is going to be playing at the High Dive on Wednesday, November 16th, called Radkey. I'm going to tell you a little more about that and the band that they're playing with called The Flame Riot. All of this right after the break on 89.9 KGRG FM. If there's a song you want to hear, call us up at 253-833-5004. That is the same number that you can use to do a variety of things, including contributing to the 2016 Fall Pledge Drive, where you can help support community radio and help keep Today's Rock for many years to come for many grateful students and budding broadcasters like myself. But that is also, in addition to being your request line and your pledge drive line, that is also your contest ticket line, where we are currently giving away tickets to Steel Panther on November 19th, this Saturday, at the Showbox Soto. And not to make you sufficiently confused, but we are also giving away tickets to Nerdcore Show, 10 years of touring tour with MC Chris, MC Lars, and Megaran, also on November 19th, that show at El Corazon. A lot to take in? Most definitely. But when you call us up at 253-833-5004, either myself or Hunter will explain it all to you and give you many gifts and many thanks for listening. This is Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. We'll be right back.
When you need to tune out the craziness.
Pumpkin spice lattes. The coffee that tastes like a candle.
You are one huge nerd.
You're gonna die, clown!
Tune in to KGRG.
November is Nerdcore Awareness Month here at KGRG. Listen to MMAD every Monday night. Don't be ignorant like this guy.
It's Nerdcore
hip-hop. Yeah.
Losers, in other words.
Well,
but I was not the only one that was bothered. Nerdcore artist Megaran decided to go to his Twitter, and this was the response from Megaran.
Oh, my.
Alex Trebek, you lost a lot of respect. I gotta check you off the rip for coming out of your neck. Talking sideways on geeks, man, you a trip. Guess you hadn't heard nerds make up half of your viewership. Nerdcore is home to some serious lyricists. I'll break this down in the format you're familiar with. This host gets roasted on SNL yearly. Hosts a show for nerds and doesn't know it, clearly. Nobody likes a know-it-all, condescending blowhard. Easy to be snarky when you're holding all the note cards. Suck it, Trebek.
Damn right.
Mike and Mickey After Dark is on every Monday from 9 till midnight. Listen in on KGRG.com, iHeartRadio, or the brand new KGRG app.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving, without going overboard. So you don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
You just need feedthepig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Take Journalism 151 and learn how to record, edit, and produce your very own... who am I kidding? If you take Journalism 151, you're going to learn how to make stuff like this.
I am a robot. I do not know how to love.
It's okay, robot friend. We will learn together.
So take Journalism 151 and learn how to make stuff just like that.
Hi, I'm Dan from Real Friends, and you're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM.
I've given up on you, but it's still all
kills, but my mind still, you can't beat that spark, that thrill, the heartbeats through the world I pity, in this world.
KGRG FM. Well, that was a dope track that we just played.
Oh, yeah.
Hunter, tell me a little more.
That was Radke with their song Love Spills. It's from their album Dark Black Makeup, which was released last August. But yeah.
Very nice.
I thought it was pretty good.
Good job. Really enjoyed that. So there's a show coming up at the High Dive in Seattle this coming Wednesday, November 16th. And basically, the bands reached out to us and asked us to give them a shout out and, you know, just kind of try to bring some attention to that show. So that's kind of what we're doing now. That show is, again, Wednesday, November 16th. High Dive presents Rad Key along with The Flame Riot, A Ghost. we're just going to move on.
Not suitable for air.
You'll see what I mean when you go to highdiveseattle.com. It's a NSFW.
Who are you going to call?
Right? But also on that lineup, Wall of Ears, and also short films from the Dive Bar Film Fest.
Oh.
Here's the deal. So doors open at 7. The show is at 8. And the event is scheduled to end at 2 a.m.
Wow, that's a long one.
So, yeah, so between the 1, 2, 3, 4 bands, you also get a variety of short films all on one bill. That's going to be pretty dope. If that sounds like something that you want to check out, call us up at 253-833-5004, and then we will hook you up with a pair of tickets to that dope show this Wednesday. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the two headliners, two of the bands on the bill, The Flame Riot. The Flame Riot is a alternative pop duo. They just released a music video for their single Heart Stray.
Hmm.
A little more about the Flame Riot, because we looked into them last week, I believe. They are a fashionable avant-garde gender-fluid duo consisting of two fabulous over-the-top brothers in their early 20s who live and breathe music and fashion. Raised by minister parents, the brothers were introduced to music from a spiritual perspective and being drawn to secular music, which they would listen to in secret. The two made the music that they longed to hear. Sorry, that sentence was kind of weird.
You're fine.
influenced by 4 decades of rock, pop, electronica, disco, and everything in between, Liz Scarlett and Shazam Tea Time Watkins are what you would expect if you bottled up the fun and energy of raging summer parties and threw in some flippant Hollywood glam.
No, they're pretty. They're a pretty artistic group.
They were pretty artistic. We'll tweet out one of their videos so that you can behold the glory that is the Flame Riot. Super cool group. Also wanted to talk about the headliner Rad Key for that show again, November 16th, this Wednesday at the High Dive in Seattle. Composed of 3 biological brothers, barely in their 20s. D. Radke, 23, on guitars and vocals. Isaiah Radke III, who's 21, on bass and vocals. And Solomon Radke, 19, on drums. Together, Radke is a high-energy punk rock phenomenon. Growing up on their music-obsessed dad, now their road manager's vinyl collection, the brothers cut their teeth as preteens playing their first show opening for Fishbone back in 2011 and haven't looked back since. Radke has played with a bunch of notable bands, Rise Against, The Bronx, Red Fang, and Against Me, who I was talking about last week, who recently just opened for Bad Religion on the Vox Populi tour, and many more, and have performed at music festivals all over the world, including Coachella, Reading in Leeds Festival, Download Festival, Riot Fest, Afro Punk Festival, and Punk Spring Festival in Japan, just to name a few.
Isn't Coachella where all those famous people go and they wear suggestive outfits and they listen to music?
I'm not sure about the suggestive outfits. I'll have to take your word for it, but I know it is Hipster Town USA, man. It is where the hippest of the hip go to hip. What was the name of that song again from Radke?
From Radke, that was Just one second.
If you don't have it up, that's okay.
Love Spills.
Love Spills, that's right. Yeah, just kind of had a funky, bluesy, vinyl throwback type vibe to it. Really liked it. So if you want to see Radke along with the Flame Riot and NSFW Ghost, Wall of Ears, as well as checking out a bunch of short films from the Dive Bar Film Fest, that's going to be Wednesday. This Wednesday, November 16th, that's going to be at the High Dive in Seattle. If you want more information about that show and that sick venue, I've seen shows at the High Dive before. It's a cool, it's a cool little venue. I really like it. HighDiveSeattle.com is where you can go for more information about tickets and other bands playing there. But if you just call us up right now at 253-833-5004, we will give you a pair of tickets to that sick show. And while you got us on the line, consider contributing to the 2016 Fall Pledge Drive here at KGRG. At the $40 level, this is pretty cool. At the $40 pledge level, you get the premium sports pack, which includes KGRG FM and KGRG 1 sticker packs, bumper stickers for your whatevers, sick KGRG FM patch, which you can affix to your DIY vest, and the brand new KGRG FM messenger bag. That is a new item making its way onto the pledge drive gift pack list. I've thrown down for one of these myself. I can't wait to get it. And as a reminder, since again we're all broke college kids here, if you don't have the money right now, we understand, but call us up 253-833-5004. We will take your information, we will send you an envelope with one of these forms. Fill it out, and when you can afford it or when you have the funds available, send in your donation, for your pledge, and we will send you back your gift pack item and you'll be good to go. So it's one of the best ways to get KGRG FM merch. The holidays are coming, and it helps keep, folks like me and Hunter and all of our friends, bringing you the best of today's rock, like you've enjoyed the last 25 plus years, right here on 89.9 KGRG FM. And when you call us up at 253-833-5004, you may as well make a song request while you're at it, you know, making pledges, scoring concert tickets, like my good buddy Cool Guy Luke, who wanted to hear Dial Tones by As It Is. This is Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. We'll be back with shout-outs. Stick around. It really hurts to know that I'm
right here back at FMT. Hey, this is Andrea from KGRG One. We play your classic alternative where you can hear music like our band of the month, System of a Down. We'll be right back. That was KGRG1's Band of the Month, System of a Down, with their song Aerials. To listen to more classic alternative, download the KGRG1 app or stream us online at kgrg1.com.
Do you love KGRG but sometimes can't get a good signal? Or maybe you can't reach us after driving for a little while? Well, stop being and download the KGRG FM app, available in all app stores. 89.9 KGRG FM.
What's up, guys? This is Andrew.
This is Ken.
And we're Seaway, and you're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM.
Woo! Everything is cool, man.
We're going to make it a little heavy. Here's Thrown by Bring Me the Horizon. Stick around, because Mike and Mickey After Dark will be right back with some shout-outs. Don't go away.
If you want to listen to today's rock in HD, then stay tuned in to KGRG 89.9 FM.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids. Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60, because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
On November 27th, Real Art Tacoma presents Boy on Guitar. Like these, so Item Finder.
I get a lump in my throat when you're around.
Might as well. Hush, and Receiving Line. This show is the perfect blend of Seattle indie rock, Canadian emo, and Portland rock. Uncommon Chords has your tickets. Listen every Thursday from 7 to 10 p.m. only on KGRG.
Hey, it's your buddy Benjamin from KGRG-FM, and I totally get that the struggle is absolutely real getting to class in the morning. You gotta get up, get dressed, get moving, fight traffic, stop to get coffee, spill your coffee, find a parking space, and get to class. Good thing is, the Gator Grill and Daily Grind Coffee make it super easy for you to get to campus, get your coffee and breakfast, and get on the way to class. And there's always good grub, from breakfast burritos for just $3.50 to 20-ounce lattes under $5. They're also here for you at lunchtime, too, so you never have to go off campus to fuel up in the afternoon. The Gator Grill and the Daily Grind, just inside the Student Union Building here at Green River College.
What's up? Kellen Capener from The Story So Far. You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, dude.
That was Hum by Tiger's Jaw. And coming up, I've got Gaia Bleeds, Make Way for Man by Set Your Goals on Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. I'll tell you what, the phone lines are still open, 253-833-5004. Call us up and make a pledge to the 2016 Fall Pledge Drive. And you can win some tickets and make a song request. We'll be right back in just a minute, right after we watch a movie trailer. We'll tell you more in just a sec. Today's Rock.
If you like what you heard, go to Twitter and follow us at KGRGFM and become one of us.
One of us. One of us.
One of us.
89.9 KGRGFM. That was my unofficial theme song, Mad All the Time, that by Waterparks. And Hunter.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what we've been doing during the break.
Okay. So, besides the crazy, I don't know if this trailer dropped today. Let me see. It dropped November 14th. Oh, it did come out today.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So, Monday is apparently new trailer day?
No kidding. I thought Tuesdays or Thursdays were kind of that
thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who knew?
So, yeah, this trailer dropped today. There was a teaser trailer that came out before.
Uh-huh.
But it's hoping to... But basically, long story short, the movie's called Jackie. It stars Natalie Portman, the ever-so-lovely Natalie Portman.
Right.
She doesn't have short hair in this, or barely any hair at all. but basically, she plays I don't want to say infamous, but I want to say the iconic Jackie Kennedy. This movie...
The indelible.
Yes. Yes, I should say that. The movie surrounds basically the horrific events of November 22nd, 1963, JFK's assassination, and kind of the aftermath of it and kind of how she dealt with things going forth as an ex-first lady and... kind of the funeral plans and all this kind of stuff. And but I want to hear your views on it first.
You know, it's interesting. So first we watched a trailer.
Yeah, I think that was the teaser.
It was like a teaser.
Yeah.
And there was a moment where she steps off of the airplane in the iconic pink hat and all that. I'm like, okay, I see what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize what the focus of the movie was going to be, that it was going to deal with the aftermath of the assassination, because there's a stark image of her showering basically Kennedy's blood off of her.
Yeah, it's a scene, it's a shot from the back of her.
Correct.
And it's, you just see the water going down and just like the streams of red blood going down her back. Super eerie.
Yeah, it was definitely stark imaging. But then there was voiceover parts of her as Jackie Kennedy Onassis. Uh-huh. And I was like, I don't know, man. It's definitely Oscar bait, but listening to it, it's like I just wasn't entirely sold on it. Either on her performance or the movie in general. I'm like, I'm not sure what we're doing here. And then as we tripped further down the YouTube well, we found a clip.
Yeah.
And it's basically, I hope it's not a spoiler, because I mean, I'm sure it was put out by the studio, but basically it deals with the funeral arrangements.
Yeah.
And whether she would be walking with President Kennedy's body or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tense.
Oh, yeah.
It is intense. And
because she's showing who's boss. I mean, her husband may be dead, but like, she's like, I still have a hold of things around here, and I will do what I want to do with my husband's body.
Yeah. And doing it in the voice. And I think hearing it in such a dramatically intense scene where she's in charge, in command, and being forceful but polite with what she wants, I was like, okay, you know, that just sold me a ticket. That performance, I think the always lovely Miss, if not always in good temperament, Natalie Portman is going to go home with another Oscar, I think.
And that's what people are already suspecting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, look at the time of year it's being released. When does it come out?
December 2nd.
Yeah, see, that's Oscar season, man. That's, you know, I mean, the studio knows what they're doing there. But then to round out our trailer viewing, you know, you found the official trailer,
which came out today. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's got even more stark imagery, including like President Kennedy's blood splashed across her face.
Yeah.
And it's
it looks like it's going to be a powerful dark, dramatic film.
Oh yeah, all of that.
Yeah,
all of that.
Yeah, and you and like even like when it was like telling like the different reviews that came up. I believe it's going to really go into the psychosis behind it all.
Very much so.
What she kind of dealt with sitting there and having her husband shot next to her. And
yeah,
because that's got to have left a giant toll on her.
Oh, absolutely.
On her psyche of some sorts.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. So that's
it's something to watch for, people.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I don't always go for heavy dramas, but mm-hmm. when I do, I want them of this caliber, and I think I'm going to be checking that out.
I'm a biopic kind of guy, so like I really kind of go for the biopics, and then especially if it's dealing with the Kennedys, and me being a history nut, like I go crazy for the Kennedys, especially Jackie, because she was just so iconic, passion-wise, and but yeah, so I'm really excited for that.
Absolutely, that's yeah, I think it's going
to
be.
I will be sharing it to the Twitters.
Oh, fantastic. Twitter game's been strong tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so follow us at Mamad Radio KGRG, at MMAD Radio KGRG out there on the Twitters. Or if you don't have Twitter, if you're not on Twitter, you can follow the stream of our tweets just by going to our show page on KGRG.com. That's another way to keep up with all the madness, even if you don't have Twitter yourself. But you know what? It's been a fun night.
Yeah.
And it is, it just passed the witching hour.
Dun, dun, dun.
And that means, well, first we need to find out what station we're listening to. And then it's time for us to do like we do at this time every week.
KGRG-FM, KGRG-FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Sunrelate Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to Today's Rock.
It's kind of a weird twofer there.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. And before we close out the night with closing thoughts, shout out to you listening to us, because without our listeners, we would just be talking to ourselves. And I gotta tell you, that is just awkward, dude. So let's see. So in the mailbag tonight, we've gotten some correspondence, some song requests. Just want to give you a heads up, though. After we conclude the show tonight, we'll be here for a few minutes packing up, which means we're going to open the phone lines back up. And that will give you your opportunity to pledge to the 2016 KGRG Fall Pledge Drive, where you can get sweet gift packages. As I put my paper behind me, that I did a total gangster lean there trying to get my paper back. There's two package levels that we haven't talked about, two reward levels. One of them is the at the $65 level, you get the KGRG grab bag, which includes the sticker packs, the patch, the listener T-shirt, and the messenger bag. So basically, you get something to put your T-shirt in. It's pretty dope, but I would be remiss, because this is going to be our last episode before the end of the 2016 Fall Pledge Drive here at KGRG. I got to tell you about the ultimate KGRG FM listener experience. It's the premium package, the premium reward, the highest gift level that you can get for pledging and donating to KGRG FM and keeping the, keeping radio for the kids by the kids. Kind of think of it as either a GoFundMe or a Patreon type deal, where basically your funds help us stay on the air. But we're not just going to take your money and use it to pay our electricity bills. We're also going to give you sweet gifts and rewards for your contributions. But let me tell you about the ultimate listener experience. For the well-planned-out sum of $89.90, See what we did there? For $89.90, you get the KGRG FM and KGRG 1 sticker pack, which includes two bumper stickers, one from each of our stations, the KGRG FM messenger bag. You also get the always comfortable KGRG FM hoodie. Not just a t-shirt here. No, you get the hoodie. You'll often see some of our staff running around in those. It is one of the most comfortable hoodies you'll ever buy. It is one. I have one, and it's the most comfortable hoodie I have currently. But most importantly, not to bury the lead here, but at that $89.90 level for the Ultimate KGRG FM listener experience, you get all of those rewards, all of those gifts, but you also get a backstage pass to your favorite KGRG FM show. Might I suggest Mike and Mickey After Dark? But, you know, maybe you're catching us on a podcast and you're a morning person. You know, maybe you want to hang out with our friends on The Buzz. You know, hang out with those guys. Or maybe you want to channel some of your dark inhibitions and hang around with Killing Spree during Heavy Metal Late Night Death on Fridays. Or maybe hardcore is your deal and you want to hang out with Trevbot, listen to some Dead Air hardcore radio. Or maybe you're into local Northwest hip hop. You know, The Block is on Wednesdays. You can hang out with them, as well as those sad indie kids from Uncommon Chords. a cool guy Luke is listening, so I think I can get away with that.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, you know, or even just you know, one of our DJs. You know, you can hang around on Saturday and hang around with the you know, hang out around all day. You know, go under the covers with Super Steve, listen to him spin some sweet covers, or hang around with Tommy J. Tommy's a cool dude. Just don't talk bad about the Broncos. He'll come after you. I steer clear of that, being a Seahawks fan myself.
I was going to say.
He's allowed.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, good on him. But anyway, so if you want to hang out with us, you know, we'll throw some headphones on you, and, you know, we'll even have you press a button or two and become part of the show, whatever you want. So that's the Ultimate Listener Experience, the premium reward level during the 2016 KGRG FM Fall Pledge Drive. For information about all of our gift packages, head to kgrg.com and click the donate tab. You can also donate online. But again, very shortly, we're going to open up the phones, 253-833-5004. We will take your pledges. We'll try to give you some tickets to, whatever you'd like. We still have some Steel Panther tickets. That's going to be Saturday, November 19th at the Showbox Soto. We also have a pair of tickets to Radke, along with the Flame Riot at the High Dive in Seattle. That's going to be this Wednesday, November 16th. And, of course, our signature show, the Nerdcore show, the 10 Years of Touring Tour, starring MC Chris, and featuring our friends MC Lars and Megaran. That is going to be this Saturday, November 19th at El Corazon. That is the show I'm going to be at, along with some of our KGRG fam. If you see us there, stop by. Don't be shy. We'll hook you up with a sticker and you know, take some selfies with you or something. Well, you know, whatever it is that cool people do when you go to shows. But anyhow, that's... all of those things and more. You can call us at 253-833-5004 in just a couple minutes. If you want to hear your name at the end of the night, because really, who doesn't love hearing their name mentioned on the radio, reach out to us on our social media, at KGRGFM, at MMAD Radio, MMAD Radio, KGRG, or email us at our fancy email address, MMAD@KGRG.com. So Hunter,
yes,
it's been a fun night.
It has.
Shout outs and or closing thoughts for the night.
Okay, I always have to do my legendary shout out to, of course, the ever so lovely Dolly Parton. Giving a shout out to you. I'd love to give a shout out to the Beauty and the Beast cast. Because you guys got something pretty cool there. We can't wait to see it. Especially Emma Watson. Like, shout out to you, girl. Like you rock, Belle. You just rock everything you do. And yep. I props to you. I want to give a shout out to my buddy Jeff for it's his birthday today. So thought I'd give a shout out to him. A shout out to Nick. You're a really great guy. He came and met my family yesterday.
Yeah.
That was fun. I think those are pretty much. Oh, and of course you guys, like you are the reason why we keep on coming back and doing this every week.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and shout out to you, Mike, for holding down the fort tonight.
Thank you.
You did great.
Yeah, there'll be more information about the future in the future. Don't necessarily want to get into too much, but there may be some changes coming to the MMAD universe. Good changes, welcome changes, but you know, as we know, as our instructor and leader Tom Evans Krause is wont to say, the more things change, the more things change, and I'm just going to leave it at that for now. I do have a couple shout outs for the night, though.
Shout it. Thought we needed an extra one.
Absolutely. You asked for it, you get it! So I want to give a shout out to the Radio Versus the Martians podcast. These were the guys that I met last week. Jet City Comic Show. Last week? Week before.
It was the weekend before.
Yeah, so not this last weekend, but the... Okay,
I had to think about that. Was that really that long ago?
I know, right? It's like 2 weeks? I don't know. Anyway, so Mike Gillis and Casey Doran were two podcasters that I met. They record out of Tacoma here, very local to us. We're in Auburn. But anyway, so they hit me up on Twitter and pointed out to me that there is a Wild Dog podcast.
What?
Exactly.
What?
It is called Wild Pod : A Wild Dog Podcast. FKA Jason started this podcast miniseries that reviews the 1987 DC Comics miniseries Wild Dog by Max Allen Collins and Terry Beatty, as well as the character's subsequent appearances in other DC Comics titles. So they, knowing that I am a fan of the Wild Dog, they thought I would be interested in this. So I went to go check it out. Let me see. FKA Jason is out on Twitter. You can correspond with them at SNGPOD4779 out on Twitter. It's a show called the Silver and Gold Podcast, and they basically through that feed have various shows, including Wild Pod, a Wild Dog podcast. Lots of DC Comics talk during this Silver and Gold podcast. I think you'd dig it if you're into podcasts that kind of get into the lore of DC Comics.
Yeah.
I know, Hunter, you're a DC guy.
DC to heart.
So I've been listening to Wild Pod, a Wild Dog podcast by FKA Jason, and I'm digging it so far because I'm hooked on everything Wild Dog. And through that, I learned that there is a comic book that I need to go buy. Hunter, you and I haven't really discussed this on the air recently, but Gerard Way of My Chemical Romance has partnered with DC Comics to launch a new imprint of titles called Young Animal.
Huh.
He's writing the new Doom Patrol series that it's either out already or will be out very shortly.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I always like to point that out because that's kind of like a really cool KGRG connection because MCR is like, one of our bands.
Yeah.
He's a super geeky guy. He's done lots of comics work in addition to all of that. But there's a comic book from this Young Animal imprint called Cave Carson Has a Cybernetic Eye. And aside from the title, I don't really know much about what the title is about, but what I
that
do...
That leaves a lot of room for imagination.
Oh, man, it sure does. But in a recent mini-episode of Wild Pog : A Wild Dog Podcast, they talked about the first issue of Cave Carson Has a Cybernetic Eye that features a certain auto mechanic named Jack Wheeler as he brings out a familiar blue jersey.
Oh, man.
So Wild Dog is going to be coming back to the current DC Universe in one of the most unexpected places. And I don't know if I want to tweet it out because it's got some booty nudity.
Ooh, some booty?
Booty nudity.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah, so I'm looking at a post on their Facebook page, and it says, spoiler, spoiler, spoilers. This episode contains spoilers for a comic currently on the shelves. And then it's got a picture of Jack Wheeler's naked booty as he's facing away. Regarding the iconic Wild Dog jersey. So I'm going to have to buy that comic just for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Just for that.
Yeah.
So
now, is he going to be a continuous character in these stories, or is he just going to
what?
Oh, look it.
I really don't know. It's kind of interesting, you know? It's yeah, I
would just like to know where this is going.
Yeah, you mean when where Wild Dog is going?
Yeah, within this whole new kind of series.
Yeah, I'm not precisely sure.
Yeah.
But let me see. I think I should leave it at that, and we should probably get out of here because, you know, it's funny, Hunter. I was telling you when we started the show that we were going to keep it low key and probably end the show a little early. And here it is, quarter after 12, and we are still here. Yeah. So we should probably get back to today's rock. And if you want to listen back to this episode or any of our past shows, check out our page on KGRG.com. And in the on-demand section of the brand new KGRG FM app, you can also catch our podcast on SoundCloud, Google Play, the Stitcher Radio app, and on iTunes. Like, share, rate, and review the show wherever you find it. We would appreciate the feedback. And actually, I want to talk about iTunes for just a quick second. With regards to podcasts, apparently reviews and ratings are super important. Because, like, if you go and find our show on iTunes, it's not ranked chronologically. It's ranked by reviews. So if you give us like a 5-star review or whatever it is, that episode goes to the top.
Oh.
So it's weird because like some of our episodes have what I would consider to be a disproportionate amount of listens compared to other episodes.
Yeah.
And the pattern I've noticed is that some are higher rated than others. And the ones that are especially popular have been rated several times. And I think that I'm kind of new to iTunes. It's kind of like a new scary thing for me. But anyway, so yeah, rate and review. Do you want to grab that? See if maybe it's a ticket winner or a pledge driver. I'm just going to sit here and talk about iTunes for a quick second. So, but anyway, so yeah, so a lot of podcasts and shows will say, you know, rate and review helps boost the profile of the show. And in this case, it's absolutely correct. So yeah, anything that you can do to help us out, we would greatly appreciate it. And obviously, even though we are a live radio show on a actual live radio station, we do participate in hashtag Podern Family out on Twitter. If you need some cool grassroots podcast to check out, just click on hashtag Podern Family. It's DIY podcasts of helping each other out through Twitter and just tweeting and retweeting each other's show. It's pretty cool, and we're glad to participate in that. And if you would like to continue hearing Today's Rock on KGRG and student-produced shows like this one and the ones done by my friends like Uncommon Chords, which you can catch every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. right here on KGRG. See, Luke, I did mention you guys. Then please consider donating to the 2016 Fall Pledge Drive. Not only will your tax-deductible donation help community radio on the air, but you'll also get cool KGRG stuff as gifts. Holidays are coming and Pledge Drive is the time to stock up on KGRG merch. For more details about our gift packages, how to donate, as well as where and when you can find our table set up on the Green River College campus, click the Donate tab on KGRG.com. Tease for next week. I will make it a point to talk about the Nerdcore show, which again, you will find me, Corey from The Buzz, and maybe a couple other folks at the MC Chris, MC Lars, Mega Ran Nerdcore party celebrating 10 years of touring this Saturday, November 19th at El Corazon. If you see us, please tell us that you're a listener of the show. We won't bite, I swear. And yeah, we would really love to see you out there. All of that and more next week on a thrilling all-new live episode of Mike and Mickey After Dark, taking your late-night requests and giving you a little something extra every Monday night from 9 to midnight. From 9 to midnight, I guess my note just ends. We are out, but keep it locked right here for more of Today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG FM. So, closing out the night, I have a very special dedication. Before I have a very special dedication, let's get back to Intern Hunter. I almost ended the show without you, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Doing okay?
I'm okay.
All right, very good.
That was probably one of the most strangest phone calls I've ever received.
Yeah, your bones are sufficiently chilled.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what to think of that.
All right. Well, maybe we will talk about that after we get off the air, and we will, depending upon if it's especially juicy, we'll share that story with you next week. So closing out the night, here is Against the Current with their version of See You Again, a cover of that iconic track from the Furious 7 soundtrack from last year. Always gives me the feels. And I'm just going to leave it at that. This is Mike and Mickey After Dark. I am Mike.
I am Hunter.
And until next time, make good choices. Good night.
Night.
Been a